Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
Psalms 23 is one very familiar and favorite passage of the Bible, credited to King David, the shepherd boy who became king. The declaration of this psalm provides great comfort. For the Lord is the shepherd, for a shepherd. David took care of his father's sheep. He stayed in the field and protected the flock. He provided the leadership for the sheep to find rest, water, and food. Whenever danger came, the sheep gathered to the shepherd, knowing that his staff and rod would keep them safe. David knew well how sheep placed a trust in him, his being their shepherd. David placed that same trust in the Almighty. He had the same relationship with the Lord and found the security for his own life. He wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." It is the hope and prayer of all who share in presenting this edition of Moments of Inspiration that all who hear will come to know Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd in your life.
He was there all the time.
He was there.
Security is something we all want. Much is given to making things as secure as possible. We buy insurance of every kind to help protect us from losses. We secure our possessions as best we can. We lock our houses to give us protection when we're gone or while we're sleeping. We use lights to give us security when it's dark outside. At best, we know that thieves break in and steal. Moth and rust destroys. Natural disasters come from time to time. And while we cannot prevent and stop what might happen, the securities we put into place gives us a feeling of being protected and not so vulnerable to loss. The trust that the psalmist had in the Lord, being his shepherd, brought great security to him. He felt the assurance that the Lord's care over him would be there. Protection, provisions, and guidance would be provided because the Lord was his shepherd. He would do what good shepherds do. The Lord Jesus Christ considered himself and called himself the Good Shepherd of the sheep, that illustrating the relationship that he has with all who follow him. Making Jesus Lord over our lives will give us a great sense of security. Like the psalmist, security is not so much in the physical things, but more so in the spiritual. Jesus teaches us that our treasures that we want to keep as safe as we can are vulnerable to the loss and decay and the thieves, but the treasures that we lay up in heaven are truly secure. Jesus will provide us with security as we live our life of faith in him. We can overcome such things as addictions. We can resist the temptations that Satan sets before us. We can overcome being self-centered and selfish. We can become all we should be in fulfilling our responsibilities to others around us. Husbands, wives, parents, a friend, a neighbor, among all other relationships, are made secure because God guides us in how we commit ourselves in our life and toward others. Things on earth will not be so very important to us when the Lord is our shepherd. Our hope is on the eternal things that have been promised in life after this one. The mortal will become immortal. The perishable will be changed into the imperishable. Jesus told a parable to those who wanted to get rich in this life, and he tells of the farmer whose land was very productive. He had so much in his harvest that he could not store it all in his barns, and so he decided to build bigger ones. When he had secured so much wealth, the man said to himself that he would just take life easy. He would eat, drink, and be merry because he had security in the things that he possessed. But he was very foolish. Jesus said that the man would not get to live in the security of his bountiful harvest. That very night his soul would be required of him. The Lord's teaching was to point out that no matter how much we have on earth, if we are not rich toward God, we have nothing. Securing our relationship with the Lord is far more important. The psalmist knew the Lord was his shepherd. That is a man's choice. God has given something to all of us, and it's the freedom of choice. We choose either to come to Jesus and have him as our Lord and our Savior, or we choose another Lord that governs and rules our lives. It could be money or fame, power, pleasure, but the real security is to be found in having Jesus Christ as Lord.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.